Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Larry Warren, and I want to thank you for joining us today. This week, we want to share with you some of the messages from our New Jersey Victory campaign that we held earlier this year. Today, Brother Copeland teaches us that faith is a key element to living a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Let's join him now as he begins our study on discovering the fundamental spiritual laws that makes faith work.
The fundamentals of faith.
Hallelujah.
My grandson Jeremy said, "What are you watching when you watch the Super Bowl? What are you watching when you're watching the World Series?" Masters of the fundamentals. The game is the same. John loved to play baseball. Well, here he's helping me now. But he started out playing T-ball. You put it on a rubber thing here. But it's the same game.
Yes, sir.
Just smaller diamond.
Yep.
Masters of the fundamentals. There are basic fundamentals of faith. Romans 3:27. Thank you, Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. Now listen, by what law? Say that. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. Galatians 5:6, faith works by love. A law is predictable. Now, I soloed in an airplane the first time 62 years ago. At that time, I had to use the checklist at everything. Flying is a discipline.
Yes.
Safety is an attitude. Living by faith is a discipline. Victory is an attitude.
Amen.
So, by what law? But by the law of faith. And faith works by love. The law of faith is the law of the Spirit of life. That's the note I made just there on my Bible. I'll give you the fundamentals and then we'll go from there. Number one, Mark 11:22-25, Matthew 21:21-22. Faith is a spiritual force, not a mental. Believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth. Luke 6:43, Matthew, and so forth. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Mark 11:25, Galatians 5:6, Ephesians 4:32, Romans 5:5, John 17. Number three, Abraham's blessing cannot be received with Thomas's faith. Romans 4:17-20, John 20:24-29, 2 Corinthians 4:18. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. Romans 4:17, Philippians 4:6-9, Genesis 17:1. Faith demands corresponding action. She said it, she believed it, she did it, and she told it.
Amen.
That's the fundamentals of faith. Now you go back through all of those scriptures. Now, when this sciatic nerve pain came back on me. So I had to do this, David. And you can do it with me.
Yeah.
I'm not moved.
I'm not moved.
By what I feel.
By what I feel.
I'm not moved by what I see.
I'm not moved by what I see.
I'm only moved.
I'm only moved.
By what I believe.
By what I believe.
And I believe the covenants of God.
I believe the covenants of God.
From Genesis.
From Genesis.
To Revelation.
To Revelation.
That's my God's word.
That's my God's word.
That's his bond.
That's his bond.
He cannot lie.
And he cannot lie.
My Savior could have and didn't.
My Savior could have and didn't.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
This is my Bible. I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
I have what it says I have.
Amen.
Romans chapter 4. What shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham is justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Listen now. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that works a reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But in him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, the faith is counted for righteousness. Even David also described the blessedness of a man, imputeth righteousness, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven,
yes,
whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only? And you know those. Talking about Abraham. He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of them that believed, though they were not circumcised, the righteousness might be imputed to them also. Walk in the steps of that faith of Father Abraham. For the promise, oh, blood-backed, precious promises. Genesis 15, the blood of animals. Genesis 17, circumcision. Thank you, Jesus. George Washington took the oath of office, Genesis 17. He had on a new brown suit. He was a tall man. And he came in, opened his Bible at the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. St. Paul's Chapel, New York City, survived 9/11. That's where he took the oath of office. There was no Washington, D.C. Washington was there. Anyway. Now I'll do you like a KCPC. Now, class. He shocked everyone. Got down on his knee and kissed his Bible and looked up and said, you will be our God.
Yes.
And we will be your people.
Hallelujah.
The first act of Congress, if you go back in our archives, page 1, the Liberty Bill, Book of Leviticus, the great jubilee.
Yep.
And they rang it till they broke it.
Hallelujah.
Forever tying us to the nation of Israel.
Amen.
Forever.
Forever.
Yes.
Forever and ever.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll talk more about that before the week is up. Now, believe it in your heart. Well, of course, you know where we're going with this. You go to Mark 5. Thank you, Jesus. I won't go into all of the things that happened there. They came over to the other side of the sea. They came to Jesus to see him that was possessed with the devil and hadn't clothed and in his right mind. I wondered this, thought about this. Dan, where did they get the clothes? There is such a thing as corresponding action before you go.
Exactly.
So yet I have to use my imagination.
Yes.
Since Judas was a treasurer, don't ever have the idea that Jesus was a poor man. He wore a seamless garment.
Amen.
Seamless. Somebody had to hand make it. For it to be seamless, that fit. And we know that Judas was stealing.
Yep. Yeah.
And nobody but Jesus knew it. Right. Peter to kill him. No, he wouldn't, but it would have made him really mad. Anyway, but Jesus knew it all the time, so he just kept it to himself. Mm-hmm. Scripture said. So, in praying in the Spirit about it, I assume it happened something like this. Where he got the group together and he said, we're going on the other side. There's a man over there that's demon possessed. That's no problem. That's no problem. That's no problem. But he doesn't have any clothes on. That is a problem. And he's nasty. He's living in tombs. He smells terrible. He screams in the nighttime. And everybody thinks he's some kind of a god. But I'm going to get him in contact with the real god.
Yes.
Well, read the account of it. Jesus said, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. That indicates it was probably a sex thing to start with.
Yeah, sure.
And he fell. Thank you, Jesus. And And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself. He was a cutter. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" That's that devil talking. That devil knew who he was and is. "I adjure thee by God, you torment me not." For he said unto the man, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many, 3,000 to 6,000. And he besought him that he would send him away out of the country. Now there were in the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine." Now the people didn't hear that. And Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. Now this is a powerful, powerful message. All you can't get rid of spirit beings.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They don't go away.
That's right. Preach.
Our God has existed forever. I get to heaven, I'm going to talk to him about this. Among other things. They have to have some kind of physical being to manifest themselves. So he gave them leave. But it didn't last long. Because they ran off on the lake and drowned. Now they're loose again. And what frightened everyone so, this was food for the Roman army. They said, "Get out of here. Get out." But read your Bible. And he begged him to stay, and he said, "No. Go and tell your friends." One translation says, "Tell your family what compassion God has had on you." So he went about preaching the Decapolis, the 10 surrounding cities. That spiritual law still exists through eternity. That's the reason the Holy Spirit wanted you and me as a house. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 6:43, Jesus said, "For a good tree brings forth corrupt. A good tree bringeth not corrupt fruit. Neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For of the thorns men do not gather figs, nor a bramble brush do they gather grapes. A good man," that's good people, "out of the good measure of the heart bringeth forth that which is good. Evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart," out of the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. So faith. Faith does not work in an unforgiving heart. Mark 11. "For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say under this mountain. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you'll have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. For your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Faith. Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand the world were framed by the word of God. Classic Amplified. And for those of you that don't know, KCM now is publisher of the Classic Amplified. Amen. And we have paperbacks, great for prison work. And we have what I like to call the big fat ones. Get my hands on that. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see. The conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, holy fervor born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born of them and obtained a good report. By faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed and fashioned and put in order and equipped in their intended purpose by the word of God, so that we see was not made with things which are visible. No, you can't see it. It's made by faith. King James says things that don't appear. Well, you can't see wind, but you can watch the trees blow. So, Mark 11, 22 through 25, Matthew 21, 21 to 22, faith is a spiritual force, not a mental. Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth. Luke 6:43, Matthew, and so forth. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Mark 11:25, Galatians 5:6, Ephesians 4:32, Romans 5:5, John 17. Number three, Abraham's blessing cannot be received with Thomas's faith. Romans 4:17 through 20, John 20:24 and 29, 2 Corinthians 4:18. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. Romans 4:17, Philippians 4:6-9, Genesis 17:1. Faith demands corresponding action. She said it, she believed it, she did it, and she told it. That's the fundamentals of faith.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the one-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.
We put our brains to work, creativity to work,
our hands to work, equipment to work, and tools to work, trusting in the ability of each component to engage and get the job done. Are you putting your faith to work? As believers, we have access to everything God has, because faith in God, activated by the Word, will work. With Kenneth Copeland's MP3 teaching series, How to Put Your Faith to Work, you'll learn exactly that. Through six dynamic messages, you'll learn how to make the decision to believe, how to develop your faith, and then how to use it on purpose every day. Download these messages and grow your faith wherever you go. Faith isn't meant to sit idle. It's a living, creative force designed to change circumstances, overcome obstacles, and connect you to everything God has promised. Don't let your faith sit on the sidelines. Use your faith like a mechanic uses a tool, and begin a life of faith that works for you. You have the faith of God dwelling inside you, and your faith will work for you just like it does for Him. Download your copy of Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching series, How to Put Your Faith to Work, free on our website, kcm.org/TV special. This offer is good for 60 days. Learn from God's Word how faith works and start receiving His promises in your life. For more information about this free offer, please contact your regional office.
Brother Copeland read in Romans 3:27 that faith is a law. Just like there are natural laws that work for your benefit when you apply them, the law that governs the forces of faith will always work for you when you know how to properly use it. The more you understand how the law of faith works, the more effective your faith will become. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an excellent resource that'll give you a greater understanding of faith and how it works according to God's Word. It's an audio teaching series by Kenneth Copeland called How to Put Your Faith to Work. Faith is the spiritual force that connects you to God. It's a force He uses to manifest His blessing and overcome all evil in this world. Now, when you're born again, God gave you the same faith that He has. And the good news is that faith will work for you the same way it works for Him. In these messages, Brother Copeland will take you into the details of how God uses His faith. Learn how to put your own faith to work just like God does, and you'll experience a life filled with His goodness and victory over every situation. This teaching series is available as a digital download for free at kcm.org. Now, before we go, I want to remind you to join us tomorrow as our special guest, Brother Creflo Dollar, reveals to us from God's Word a fresh revelation of our identity in Christ. Until then, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.